Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear brother and sister, dear listener of Lantern, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, and today we have a new story. The Thirsty Dog is the title of today's story. Mehdi told his father when he came home, "Dear father, while Sohaila was washing her hands today, she suddenly slipped and fell in the pool. Her mother was not at home, but the neighbor, an old woman, jumped into the pool and brought her out." His father said, "Do you think their neighbor did a good thing?" Mehdi replied, "Yes, she did, but the weather was cold and now she is ill." His father said, "My dear son, on such occasion, one must not worry about the inconvenience one may experience or what the outcome may be. In this case, it seems as though something was drawing the lady towards helping. People do not always calculate and act according to that which benefits them only. They sometimes put their own life in danger. It often happens that someone going through hardship may have food and is hungry, but nevertheless, they give it to the poor person or a hungry animal. They do not immediately benefit from such an act, but their affinity to good works encourages them to act in this way." Mehdi's father said that once his own father had listened to one of the great men that had traveled to the city of Qom in Iran with some companions. The weather was hot, the time was about noon, and they were a few miles from their destination. One of his servants, who was a butler, lagged behind the caravan. He noticed that the dog was following him, exhausted due to heat and thirst. He thought he could quench the dog's thirst with his water. He pitied the dog and decided to give it some water, but he noticed that he had nothing but his master's cup to feed it with. If he quenched the dog's thirst with this cup, he would be punished severely and would be at risk of imprisonment or exile. Nevertheless, he could not tolerate depriving it of water. So he fed the dog and hurried ahead to catch up with the caravan. This butler said that since then his worldly condition had changed for the better, and all his difficulties have been resolved. Everything became easy for him, and it looked like something or someone was helping him. Of course, I had no doubt that it was Allah's reward for him treating that animal with kindness. Since then, he has progressed from being a butler to attaining a high level in the ministry. Mehdi's father continued, "If someone acts righteously, it may benefit them in this world too, but we must act righteously only for Allah's satisfaction and happiness, and must not expect a reward." One day a man came across a tired, thirsty dog. He wanted to help the dog and so tied his turban like a rope to his hat and lowered the hat into the well. He retrieved some water and fed it to the thirsty dog. The Prophet informed us that all of the man's sins were then forgiven.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio In Lantern, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about some points that are essential for us to know as Muslims and make use of them in our daily lives Well, our episode for today revolves around the consequences of righteous actions. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam very beautifully and elegantly describes the value of righteous action by teaching that deeds remain even when everything else fades. Wealth disappears, positions disappear, even memories fade, but deeds accompany the human being beyond this world. This reminds us that success cannot always be measured by immediate results. There is another Quranic verse that gently reshapes our perspective. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى So whoever does an atom's way of good will see it. Surah Al-Zilzila, verse number 7. Again, notice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. He does not say when. He simply says, we will see it. Perhaps tomorrow. Perhaps years from now. Perhaps at moment when you have forgotten the deed entirely. Or perhaps on the day when every hidden reality becomes visible. Nothing is erased. Nothing is forgotten. Nothing is overlooked. Sometimes we think that our kindness ended where our hands stopped reaching. But kindness has a life of its own. A gentle word spoken to a child may shape the way that the child speaks to others decades later. A small act of generosity may restore someone's hope, allowing them to help countless others. A sincere prayer for another person may open doors we never witness. The mathematics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like ours. We count actions. He measures their unfolding. Okay, let's have a short recess and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story. Which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
History itself offers remarkable examples. There were companions of the Imams alayhim as-salam who ended hardship for remaining faithful to truth. Many died without seeing the flourishing of the communities they struggled to preserve. If someone had judged their lives only by immediate outcomes, they might have concluded that their sacrifices accomplished little. Yet centuries later, millions continued to benefit from the knowledge, from the narrations, and from the examples that those faithful believers helped preserve. Their harvest came long after their earthly lives had ended. Perhaps this is one of the greatest lessons of faith that offers. We are responsible for planting, not for controlling the season of harvest. There is another beautiful verse that brings comfort to every sincere believer. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق Whatever is with you will come to an end, but what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everlasting. Surah An-Nahl, verse number 96. Everything we hold in our hands eventually leaves us. Money, youth, strength, recognition. But every sincere act that is placed in God's care remains forever. Perhaps this changes the questions that we ask ourselves. Instead of asking, why haven't I seen the result of my good deed? Maybe we should ask, why do I assume I have already seen all the places where it is working? Our vision is limited by time, you know, and God's wisdom is not. There are prayers answered in ways we never recognize. There are acts of charities that return as protections from unseen harm. There are moments of patience that become blessings for our children. There are tears that shed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that become light in the dark moments of life. Goodness is never confined to the moment in which it is performed. It continues its journey, sometimes through hearts, sometimes through generations, sometimes into eternity. So if today you feel that your kindness has disappeared, if your honesty seems unrewarded, if your patience feels unnoticed, do not mistake hiddenness for absence. The seed beneath the earth is no less alive because it cannot yet be seen. And neither is the good that is entrusted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps even now blessings are growing beneath the surface of their life, quietly, faithfully, and exactly according to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who promised that the reward of those who do good is never lost. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. Until next time, let's continue planning goodness, even when the garden is still invisible. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Lantern. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu